Vision.com.
America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. Coming up on this hour of the show, believe me, we're still dissecting Obamacare. It's like the project, the science project, that is never quite done. We're going to peel back the onion with my pal Andrew Szabo. Also, we're going to take a look at NOAA. Yeah, they've been predicting hurricanes. They've been in the hurricane predicting business for a long time now, but they are missing the mark when it comes to hurricane predicting. So what's up with that? Why not focus on a couple of other things? They are consistently getting the information wrong. In fact, if you dig into, and we did do this, if you dig into hurricane season 2013, it might be the weakest ever. We only had two hurricane. Saturday was the official end of the Atlantic hurricane season. Did you know that? Now you do. And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is obviously incapable of accurately forecasting hurricanes because they were lousy about it. In May, they predicted an active or an extremely active hurricane season, period, saying there was going to be maybe 7 to 11. 3 to 6 major hurricanes and 13 to 12 named storms. That didn't quite pan out. There were 13 named storms, and there were two hurricanes. Close enough for government work, though, right? Sad thing to tell you about at the top of this, because everybody wants to know what happened in that crazy train wreck, the train that was going from the Bronx to Grand Central Station in Manhattan very early on Sunday morning. And the engineer, who had 20 years experience, they've been asking him a lot of questions. The NTSB is investigating, of course. And so it seems that William Rockefeller had dozed off moments before the train went off the tracks. Happened at that sweeping curve that was supposed to be, he was supposed to hit it at 30 miles an hour, and he ended up going 82 miles an hour. He nodded off. What you would call that momentary nod, the highway hypnosis, is what his lawyer is trying to say. So far, the alcohol tests were negative, and they're waiting for the drug tests. But on the day of the crash, he was on the second day of a five-day work week, coming in at 5 o'clock in the morning after a typical 9-hour shift the day before. So they think, hey, there's every indication he would have had time to get enough sleep. Because they have to go back and they're doing a timeline of his life and where he was for 72 hours. Oh, can you imagine coming up with proof of where you were for 72 hours? I could get you through maybe 24. But this is serious stuff. The nodding off deal is something that happens to almost all of us at some point in our lives. But this was the worst possible time for it to happen to Mr. Rockefeller. Because you had 150 people on board that train, 4 dead, 67 injured, some of them critically, some of them still in the hospital. And he said that he never said anything about not getting sleep. He had just switched his schedule, though, from night shift to the day shift, so he still would have had time, if you look at the rhythms, the circadian rhythms, to be okay with that. But remember, initially he said that the train, supposedly, that the train's brakes malfunctioned before the crash, and they didn't have anything that showed that. So how they interpret this, and this whole investigation is going to be one to watch for sure. Because they're already suing. One woman's already filed the suit to sue the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. They're the ones who oversee the rail. And she had near-fatal spinal injuries. And there's going to be a whole bunch of lawsuits. He could face involuntary manslaughter and reckless endangerment charges. Reckless endangerment. So coming up, besides a couple of great interviews, we're going to talk about that, more about Rockefeller, and have you ever nodded off? What's the longest you've gone without sleep? And were you worried to get behind the wheel? And then this new Pew poll that we'll talk about with Andrew Szabo a little bit and peel back the onion, but we'll also talk about if you fall into this belief that America's leadership has tumbled to a 40-year low. Wow! A new Pew Research Center poll found that 53% of people believe that the U.S. is playing a less important role as a world leader than a decade ago. That's the highest that we've seen since 1984. 70% say that the U.S. is respected less in the past than in the past, almost matching the high reached under former President George W. Bush, whose foreign policy, Obama, said he was going to reverse, that it was the worst and that the world didn't like what they saw. So how interesting is that? For the first time, 52% believe the U.S. should mind its own business internationally. We're certainly not doing that. We're still in Afghanistan, don't have the bilateral agreement completely done with Hamid Karzai, trying to pull out of there by the end of 2014 with 51,000 troops there. Also, the deal with Iran, just cutting the deal with President Rouhani, now waiting to see if he holds up his end of the bargain. No, we're all over the map. I mean, we are all over the map. And here's the sad statistic that came out of that Pew poll. Just 31% of the public say the war in Afghanistan has made the country safer from terrorism. Oh, think of the limbs and the lives lost in that war. Do you feel that way? 31%. That's a high number. And then the question about doing too much in helping solve world problems, 51% say that we do too much. Well, I think we're the country that you kick until you need us, and then everybody wants us. And we are still the nation's policeman. We've fallen into that role. Maybe there is something to that. Maybe it's time to not fall into that role. And especially if our own people, if Americans think that we're perceived as not playing a very big role, a lesser role as a world leader. So who plays a bigger role as a world leader? China? Russia? That would be the two biggest after the U.S. Boy, sad numbers, eh? Really sad numbers. All right, so as I said, coming up, a couple of great conversations. And I want to know, have you ever nodded off as well? You can send me an email to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Or you can always give us a call, too, later at the tail end of this hour at 855-266-5283. Because I think the numbers are pretty big. I think the chances are that at some point you can't claim you've never lost that second or two when you were driving. I mean, it's a terrible thing, but I think it happens to the best of us. But boy, when you're a train engineer, I think you got to do everything to prevent that, certainly. And sleep, you have to get massive amounts of sleep to make sure your body's rested, that's for sure. Ooh, look out, lots of lawsuits. We're kicking it to the other side. Stay with us.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your the circulatory system. And also, the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
With my pal Andrew Sabo. He's a marketing chef. He is a professional speaker and a positioning, branding, and messaging strategist. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'd love to be a fly on the wall right now as what is heavily being debated on the Hill is now this spending bill. You've got, if you look at dates, December 13th is D-Day, so to speak, for the budget. And now you've got possibly the shutdown part two, because Democrats are vowing to block the stopgap spending bill. My goodness. And I think the Republicans are in the driver's seat if they play this right. And part of that is because of what's happened with Obamacare. I think that they want to figure this thing out because they're going to have the upper hand come the election, if you want to talk about strategy, if it comes off correctly. Andrew, I mentioned that's one of your strengths, being a strategist. And if you were a strategist, a Republican strategist, how would you handicap this? How would you play this out?
Well, the key thing here is really the message. And I think one of the things that the Republicans have struggled with is they have been essentially labeled, and a lot of their strategy has been the party of no. In other words, no, no, no. Instead of even with health care reform, I mean, everybody agrees health care needed to be overhauled. The message is Obamacare has a high suck factor, but they're not saying what would be the replacement with it. So I think the key, hopefully they've learned that lesson. They still don't have that message, right? But I think they've got a better chance with the spending bill to say, and the key, the strategy will be to get the message out that what is it that we are spending on? We can't keep spending the way we are. Now, that has been the message out for a long time for the Republicans, but that was when you had a lot of equity that Obama and the Democrats had a huge amount of equity when it came to public support. Now we've seen, as we've talked about in the last few weeks, Obama's support has plummeted. The trust factor has plummeted. So therefore, now you've got the credibility of the presidency on the line on a number of factors. So this is where the Republicans, I think, from a strategic messaging point of view, can attack here. Look, We were promised this, this, and this in Obamacare. We were promised, and I think they've got to go back to some of the messages that Obama promised when he was first elected, saying that this deficit is unacceptable. And they have to say, yes, we agree, Mr. President, so why did you double the rate of the deficit? They've got to attack not just on a negative basis, but to leverage, I think, the lack of trust now that is with President Obama. They can't just do it on a, no, we don't need to do this. They've got to attack where he's most vulnerable, which is right now the trust factor. What do you think?
Absolutely. I agree 100%, especially when you've got a five-year farm bill and a two-year budget agreement that are the major issues. We're running out of time and that they want to resolve before they head home for the year. If they don't, that's disastrous. And there's no question about it that these next couple of weeks are key, really, for the Republicans, but even for the Democrats. If I were on the other side of this, I would be all over what's happening with the Democrats, because they're holding things up. They're holding things up, and they're not helping themselves. So if I were on the other side of that, I would be screaming bloody murder in the rafters. And that's what happens, as you know, being around politics. I've been around politics my whole life, Andrew, and what happens is they pay attention to the polls and to what people are saying, and they have many, many meetings about perceptions. And trust me, the perception is, as you just said, it is not good right now. Speaking of that, Iran, the situation with Iran and resolving that with an agreement with Iran's President Rouhani. Now there are a lot of people talking about the fact that he's been saying, well, we're still going to enrich uranium, and what's going to happen in that short time period where there's no oversight? There hasn't been any visits yet to go and look to see what's happening and what about reducing and all that. So I think, especially if you look at Iran and the fact that that country still wants to be in a revolution, I think these are dangerous times for the possibility of them still nuking up. And I don't think that that agreement was such a great idea, because they automatically lifted the sanctions and now all that money is pouring back into Iran. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I found the White House National Security Council spokesman, Caitlin Hayden, made it really interesting statement just today. This, and I quote this: over the next 6 months, we will explore in practical terms whether and how Iran might end up with a limited, tightly constrained, intensive monitored civilian nuclear program, including domestic enrichment. Any such program, she said, will be subject to strict and verifiable curbs on its capacity and stockpiles of enriched uranium for a significant number of years and tied to practical energy needs. I don't see, you are dealing with a closed country, a closed society. How on earth can you have strict and verifiable curbs and measurements and using her words, that's going to be limited and tightly constrained? There's no way you can do that. This is very lax talk. You know, this is like telling, you know, under the days of the Cold War, when they started to talk about, you know, strategic arms limitation talks, the SALT talks, you know, that you're going to measure, you know, the number of nuclear wars, and especially in those days, that was practically and very hard to verify. The only way that really worked, when that kicked in, when they realized the U.S. was serious about when Reagan got serious with the whole SHIELD program, and they realized now the Soviets could no longer. That was true deterrent, okay, was Reagan's show of force. Here we are showing no force at all. In fact, as we were just talking off the air before we got on the air here for a moment, the Pew study is now showing that Americans themselves, now this is a country that came to 33 years ago that was confident in its, yeah, and of course I came in 1980 when things were not great, but we were way more confident than we are now. We've now got the latest Pew study says that the level of confidence is way, way down. It's a 40-year low. Majority of Americans believe the U.S. is less important around the world and it should mind its own business. That is a profound rejection of President Obama's foreign policy. Of course, let's remember, wait a minute, 4 years ago, he just received the Nobel Prize. 53% believe the U.S. is playing this important role. So if the Americans themselves have a lack of confidence in our leader, world leadership, what does the rest of the world think? It's going to be way lower than that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with what the Pew poll is finding. That's so scary to think about that. When you're an American, that was one thing you just took for granted. You know, you weren't worried about that because you mentioned it, especially through the Reagan years, is, wow, one thing we don't have to worry if we argue Democrat, Republican, who we're electing, where we're going, economy sluggish, then it's not interest rates and the economics and the changes that we've seen over the years. But when we go outside and we say Americans feel that way about themselves, as you put it so well, what are the other people thinking in the rest of the parts of the world as far as America is concerned? And you look what's happening with China, and hey, yeah, Russia
China
is still...
And Russia, they still thumb their noses up. Remember the whole Snowden thing? We talked about that a couple of months ago. They thumb their noses at us when it came to just a simple one person who made off with our secrets. What do you think Iran's going to do? And they know that there was no retaliation. We didn't do anything. So they know, the Iranians know, that America is now weak, where it doesn't have the public confidence in foreign policy. They don't trust the president anymore, and he's impotent. That's the problem with a foreign policy that was based on apathy and appeasement. It didn't work, and as a result, we now have we don't have credibility, and we no longer have strength. So we cannot, going back to your original question, I don't see how we can enforce anything in Iran at this point.
Absolutely, and not in, as you pointed out, a closed country, because whatever Rouhani, the new president, says, he's brand new, and he is not the supreme leader. The supreme leader ultimately is the big authority, in a sense, and they sort of confer. And the country, I think people forget, do they realize people are still being stoned there, and some of what's happening in Iran is nowhere near the rest of some of the other even Muslim countries in the Middle East, and I think somehow there's a disconnect there, Andrew, for sure.
Totally.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Irreconcilable.
Yep, I agree. Peel back the onion. Terrific stuff. Thank you, Andrew Szaba.
Thank you as always, Kay.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You know, it's always about what are the names of the hurricanes now and how many hurricanes can we expect and trying to predict the suckers. And there's always a big hubbub about what NOAA has to say. And they haven't been very accurate, if you've noticed, on hurricanes for quite some time. My friends at the National Center for Public Policy Research pointed that out to me this morning when I was drinking my coffee. I was actually reading something that they had pushed out. And I said, I say this on the air. We joke about it. But it's serious. So David Ridenour is with us. He's the president of the National Center for Public Policy Research. David, so first of all, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate your time. And tell us about this predicting. Is there kind of, they have a worse record than Madam Cleo, I think, when it comes to predictions.
Well, first of all, maybe we should talk about what they predicted this year, and then we can take a look at what they predicted over the last 10 years. This year they predicted there were going to be 7 to 11 hurricanes, 3 to 6 of which were supposed to be major hurricanes. You know how many we had? We had 2 hurricanes, neither of which was major. In fact, they were Category 1 hurricanes, and if you blinked, you might have missed them. So it wasn't a very active hurricane season at all. They missed it, between 5 and 9 hurricanes. You know, it was pretty close. But, you know, this is not an unusual year. If you look back over the last 10 years, they've been wrong 7 out of the last 10 years. And then when you take the 3 years that they were right, in 2 of those years, they had a pretty expansive range. And they barely made it by 1 hurricane in 2 of those years. One more hurricane would have been wrong again.
So what is the danger of NOAA issuing these hurricane forecasts? I mean, listen, if I'm the CEO of Home Depot or Lowe's, I probably am okay with that because people may run out and get storm stuff thinking, oh, no, did you hear the predictions? I got to make sure I got everything ready to roll in case we have a hurricane if I'm in that business. But why do you think this is just crazy off the rails that we have the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration wasting time, I guess I'm answering my own question, wasting time on, is that part of it?
Well, there's lots of reasons why it's a problem. The primary problem, I think, is that it undermines the credibility of the agency. This is the same agency that tells people in Florida, hey, you better watch out because in a few days you're going to be hit by a major hurricane. People start questioning the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration because they trot out these forecasts that are wrong time and time and time again. They run the risk of people not believing them when they actually do know what they're talking about. And when you take a look at their record, when it gets to being a week, 5 days ahead of a storm, they're pretty reliable in terms of being able to determine the path of a hurricane, the intensity of a hurricane, when they're that close to it. 6 months out, they don't even have a notion as to what they're talking about. And it's clear they don't know what they're talking about.
So it's a credibility killer, then?
It's a credibility killer. I understand also that it's costly because there are some insurance companies that adjust their rate based on what they anticipate the coming season to be. There are people who invest a whole lot of money in preparation for hurricanes, so people are running around chasing their tails, spending money when maybe their money might be properly spent elsewhere. I'm not saying that they shouldn't remind people that, hey, look, the hurricane season is just about to start. Be prepared, be watchful, all this, but when it comes to giving a precise forecast of the number of hurricanes, since clearly they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, maybe they just ought to give that up. Funny thing, in our press release, we mentioned something about Donald Rumsfeld, who had a great quote, and I just think that maybe the folks at NOAA should listen to it. He said back in 2002, this was in reference to the possibility that Iraq had supplied weapons of mass destruction to terrorists. He said there are known knowns, there are known unknowns, but there are also unknown unknowns that are things we do not know that we don't know. And that degree of candor should be something that is reflected over at NOAA. Because there are things that they simply don't know. And, you know, they can do Monday morning quarterbacking and explain, well, you know, we were wrong because of this, we were wrong because of that, et cetera, but I'm sure that during the Middle Ages when they applied leeches and they just didn't work, somebody would say, well, you know, we just didn't apply enough leeches, or maybe we should have used freshwater leeches as opposed to others. But, so I'm having a lot of fun in NOAA's expense, as you can tell.
Yeah, no, Kenny, you brought up something that was interesting, though, the insurance aspect of it, because I have family members that live in areas where you could get hurricanes, and, of course, they pay through the nose when it comes to insurance.
Right.
So that's what happens. You're right. When they start to predict the hurricanes, a lot of times they'll get a giant leap in what their premium is because of the hurricane side of things. And I'll tell you, it just made me think of this right away, that NOAA could also be in danger if this would continue to happen, if somebody wanted to go after it. You could look at a lawsuit if you were to look at how much money somebody was losing over the years because of their predictions. I mean, it would take a lawyer doing a lot of digging, but I don't think it's that far-fetched that it could get dragged into that, because I know for sure that a lot of people have seen rates really go sideways, and a lot of that is because of the predictions, not because of a hurricane that happened a couple years ago, or, oh, we had that big one
right.
25 years ago, and remember Andrew and what it did to Southern Florida and what happened in Miami. It's because of what they're predicting. So they could be directly, that could be directly correlated to certainly to what we're seeing in the rates. And can you imagine, David, if they got embroiled in a big lawsuit, a class action suit even? Who knows?
Well, I'm sure that the insurance companies are working right now on ways to send rebates to all those customers because, you know.
Right, because they don't want to do that.
They wouldn't dream of profiting off of it.
Yeah, certainly not. Certainly that would not happen. It's funny, you know, bringing up the Rumsfeld quote, which I love that quote. There are known knowns, then known unknowns, and there are also unknown unknowns. And these are the things we don't know that we don't know, which, I mean, is hilarious and is so, so true when he said that. And this idea with the hurricanes is why, like I said, it hit me as soon as I got it today, and I was thinking about it, because the hurricane season just wrapped up, am I right, over the weekend?
It just wrapped up. Now, that doesn't mean that there can't be a hurricane, like, next week. But
right.
Over 90%, I think it's like 97% of all hurricanes that occur between June 1st and the end of November. So it's still possible that there will be a few, but I can tell you one thing almost absolutely for sure. They're not going to get to the NOAA projection. We're at 2. Their lowest level in May, lowest part of the range, was 7. There's no way we're going to have 7 before the end of this year.
And you brought up a good point. I think the thing to do here is you realize what you are good at, and you gave them cred. They're good once you get in, when you get closer to the storm. So why not just focus on that instead of hyping up and predicting? Because, you know, what ultimately, how many man hours and how much research is going into that? I'd be curious about that. We don't know for sure. But I bet it's got to be pretty significant, wouldn't you think?
Well, it probably is significant, but, you know, I have no problem with them crunching those numbers and internal talking about that, because, you know, the only way to test whether or not your models work is to crunch the numbers. And
yeah.
Eventually they may get to the point where their forecasts verify a lot better than they do right now. I will tell you one thing. At 7 times wrong out of 10 outings, I wouldn't be trumpeting that at all. But, you know, one of the reasons why they do that is that they want to simplify everything for the public. That, you know, the public likes the idea of scientific certainty. It's very, very comforting. But it's about as real as if you like your health insurance plan, you can keep it.
That's a shot. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
It isn't real. And science is about uncertainty, and I think that they're missing a huge educational opportunity here of explaining why they think there will be more hurricanes than usual and what the possible mitigating factors would be.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, this was a lot of fun. You have to come on the show more often. You got me going, David. This was good. We'll see what the listeners have to say. President of the National Center for Public Policy Research, David Ridenour, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Every indication that he would have had time to get full restorative sleep. That's correct. The results from the alcohol breath tests were all negative. The results of the other tests are still pending. Simply put, based on these data, there's no indication that the brake systems were not functioning properly.
All right, so that was Dr. Earl Wiener. They're talking about the train crash, the derailment in New York, and the fact that we know that William Rockefeller, the engineer, nodded off. That's what we're hearing, that he nodded off. And so the brakes are fine. Now we wait for the drug tests. And look out, because there's going to be a ton of lawsuits. Plus, the driver, Rockefeller, as I mentioned, could be charged with involuntary manslaughter, reckless endangerment charges, which is most likely, it depends on what might roll out of this. But if he fell asleep, I think for certain that's probably what's going to happen here. The final destination would be Manhattan's Grand Central Station. And they're saying it's going to be restored by Wednesday morning. So it should be up and running because of the investigation and then having to haul off the trains, the whole thing, piecing it all together. And the NTSB is just waiting for a couple of other things to find out about this commuter train accident that happened very early on Sunday. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we are in our final turn of this hour of America Tonight anyway. So the wreck was, as we said, falling asleep at the controls, the nodding off. And got a couple of quick emails here. One from Doug who says, oh, are you kidding? Nodding off? I used to drive a truck and people had war stories about nodding off. However, now with the way they make you do the logs, it's really tougher as long as you take care of yourself to not have that happen. It's tougher to be in that situation, but there was some terrible accidents with people because, other cars, because people that were driving the trucks were exhausted as they had tried to piece too many runs together. Just my two cents. And here's one from Shell who says, Kate, you know, I don't think I've ever nodded off, but I certainly have been exhausted and I have traveled far distances in a car. So usually what I did was I would pull over, I would take a nap, or I would, wherever it was that I ended up, I would stay the night if I was on a long distance drive for work. I never really tried to push the limits too much because I was fearful of what could happen if I tried to do that. Yeah, and in the case of the driver, they're saying that by all accounts he would have gotten full on sleep with the schedule. He switched his schedule. He used to be nights and then he went to days, and there's a big difference with that, as all of you know, since many people listening to me are either insomniacs, third shifters, or that's just the way the rhythm of your body is. And now it's very common around the clock for people to be much more awake at night than they are during the day, and vice versa, depending on what it is that you do. But there's no doubt about it. No rest is no rest, and nodding off is nodding off. And he said he nodded off. Originally, he was blaming the brakes, but I guess when he was prodded a little bit more, that I don't know that for sure, but it seems like that's when that all dumped out. And I said, starting off the show, how many of you have fallen asleep at the wheel of a car? How many of you had that weird moment where you just lost track of time? That's what it is, that nod. That's why I think of the ways to keep yourself up. Rolling the windows down, chewing gum. That's why you had Red Bull and all the other things to keep you awake. The 5-hour energy, which you see everywhere you go, it's at the counter. I mean, people are downing those things for a reason, to stay awake, going to school, working a couple jobs, being exhausted from a new young baby, or whatever it is that's keeping them from getting sleep. And barring taking Ambien or something else, and this is, you know, to get the sleep, then on the other side of this, people are trying to do the best they can to stay awake in certain circumstances. But this is not a funny circumstance. I mean, 30 miles an hour, 82 miles an hour, nodding off, not good. He caught himself, but it was too late. 6 seconds prior to the train going off, that happened. So I think he gets charged. I do. I think he'll, and nothing else for sure, there's going to be so many lawsuits that are going to be filed. This is going to be tied up in court for quite a while. I mean, without a doubt, it's going to be tied up. All right, I want to finish on this one. I mentioned this earlier, too, this Pew study that the public says America's world leadership has tumbled to a 40-year low. Do you think that? Do you think that in the eyes of other countries, that we're not the supreme world power anymore? You know, they say about the president, he's the leader of the free world, the most powerful man in the world. Is that not true anymore? This new poll is kind of scary, actually, finding that 53% of people believe that the U.S., as I mentioned at the top, is not playing as big of a role as a world leader than just even 10 years ago. And that's the highest number they've had since 1984. 70% say that the U.S. is respected less than in the past, and that almost matches the high that was reached under President George W. Bush who, when he was running the first time around, especially, remember the current president was saying that it was going to be a new day, a different day. He was going to reverse what had happened under Bush. So I think that is an incredibly interesting statistic. And that if you break it down even further, the fact that 51% think the U.S. does too much in helping solve world problems, we never thought about that before. We just go and help whoever needed it. Oh, there's a hurricane. Oh, there's some other humanitarian cause. We were there, we were there, we were there. And now that's pretty much being portrayed as, this isn't full-on the best idea at this point. And I said this earlier, but to me, the one statistic of this new Pew Research poll that really sticks out is the fact that just 31% of the public say that the war in Afghanistan has made the country safer from terrorism. That is a low number, my friends. 31%. Do you think that's true? 31%. Wow. That is low, low, low. Doesn't get any worse than that. And the 70, so you combine that with the 70 less respected in the past. And that basically we're not yielding any power. And these are Americans saying this about America. That's what's interesting. And finally, one last one for the road for you. How about a union front targeting, you know, those fast food workers, protests for higher money, push for a higher minimum wage. You know, it's $15 in Washington state. So the Restaurant Opportunity Center, which is a union, is hiring a national campaign director to push the center's budget to, you know, to pump it up since it's partially funded by taxpayer money. That's nice. The Restaurant Opportunity Center. Half you and me and half let's get out there and raise some money. So they encouraged the whole fast food strike thing. And finally, that's upon us. And has any of the conversation turned there or not? They're building on, I think, some earlier protests at fast food restaurants. They're going to stage demonstrations in 100 cities on Thursday. They're targeting Washington, D.C. and Boston. Their city councils are considering minimum wage hikes. Should minimum wage be $15 like it is in Washington state? I don't know that you're going to get many cities to agree to that, or many states to agree to it like Washington did. I think they maybe $1 or $2 more. I don't know that you'd see it pumped up to $15. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.